Haunted Lantern presents. The Starport Inn. Episode 14. I wish there was a digital FBI handbook. Or, if there already is one, I wish I knew how to access it. If I could have used Control F, I'd have done so by now.
Deputy Assistant calling for Agent Weaver. Over.
Go for Agent Weaver. What's up, chat? Over.
Are you busy? Over.
I mean, I'm trying to hunt through the FBI handbook for ways around their relatively strict protocols for this case, so technically yes, but I'm absolutely willing to take a break from looking if you need help. I will need to probably get back to it shortly, though. Over.
If you wouldn't mind looking in on the missing persons files, I'd appreciate it. Over.
That I can certainly do. What name am I looking for? Over.
Jay Cook. Over.
Chet, I know we don't have that file, because Jay Cook is dead. I saw his body myself. He isn't missing. Over.
That's what I thought. I know you're currently busy, but would you be willing to come assist me with a case? The sheriff is currently out of town, but I'd prefer to have backup on a case like this. Over.
I would love to, Chet. But I do actually need to figure this out. Over.
Maybe I can assist you, and then you'll be free to assist me. Over.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what to do about this monster in the swamp. The sheriff has shown you the photo, right? Over.
He has. Over.
FBI protocols say shoot first, ask questions later, at least when it comes to threats accused of killing children. The sheriff, of course, says we can't just shoot it. Paperwork, ecological impact, you know. I'm trying to find a compromise I can sell as following the rules that is actually a compromise. Over.
Would the FBI be amenable to you tranquilizing it, or is it a rule that it must be dead? Over.
The protocol states that it must be removed at all costs, but I haven't seen anything about tranks in the entire handbook. That might actually work. I'll need to make a call and see what I can source, but I think that might actually fly. Thanks, Chet. Over.
Always willing to help. Now that you don't need to read the entire manual anymore, are you free to come and assist me? Over.
Absolutely, Chet. Tell me where I need to go, and I'll be there. Over.
We're currently out by the mall. You'll see us when you get close enough. Over.
Right, I'm at the mainland station right now, so I'll only be a second. Thanks again, Chet. Over.
You're welcome, Agent. I'll see you when you get here. Over and out. Agent, thanks for coming out on short notice.
You did me a big favor, Chet. I might as well return it, you know. Where is the sheriff, anyway? You said he was out of town?
He is. He has to take his girls back up to Charlotte to be with their mother for a bit. He probably won't be back until the evening, so until then, it's us. And you.
Can I ask what you would have done had I not been here? I mean, it sounds like he's out of town often enough that this has to have happened before.
We either deal with it, which we can mostly do, or we call the military. We try not to unless we must, but the other departments don't respond to us most of the time, and for some things, well, I'd rather have backup than nothing at all.
Fair. Is this a case you would have called them for had I not been here?
Not yet, but only because this is the only case so far. Come with me and you'll see what I mean. This is more your expertise than military, lucky for us.
I thought you asking about Cook was odd. You found him like this?
Hadn't touched it. I thought you'd prefer we left it alone.
I do, thanks. Okay. Subject is arguably Jay Cook, a recently deceased resident of Starport. The body is on its feet, standing of its own free will, or as much free will as a corpse can have. Huh, that's interesting. Chet, you might want to come see this. The good news is, this isn't Jay Cook. Or, At least, it's not the Jay Cook we found dead. It's not even a body, it's a shell. Look. See the fissure in his chest? If you look into it, you can see inside him, and it's hollow.
That definitely explains how we found a dead man twice over. I imagine the bad news is you have no idea what could have caused this.
Exactly. At this point, I'm not going to try to explain it conventionally because it's clearly not, but that doesn't mean I can say for sure what it is. Just likely what it isn't. It looks like some kind of cicada, almost. You know, like the shells they leave behind on trees. Either way, something clearly shed this, and my biggest concern is where that something might even be.
Agent, I would back away from the body if I were you.
Sound like it's a bomb.
I can't say for sure without further investigation, but it looked like there were spores embedded in the shell. Considering we don't know yet what kind of fungi might be sprouting there, it may as well be a bomb.
Fair, I'm not the most familiar with fungi, but you have a point. I'd say our first step is getting the right kind of gear together so someone can sample those spores, and we can know what we're working with. Worst case, I imagine, is that there's something wandering around spreading these spores, and we need to know what we're actually dealing with before anything like that happens.
Deputy Sisseton to Unit 3, we need airborne PPE at the mall crime scene ASAP. Over.
Copy that. Over.
Until then, are there any cameras out here? Some way we can maybe see when this thing was shed? The more we know, the better.
There aren't, unfortunately. Mall's been dead for years, and while we do check it occasionally for wildlife or squatters, it's not habited enough to be worth camera footage.
That is both understandable and also incredibly unfortunate. I guess all we can do is wait at this point, either for a sample team to get here or for something else to happen.
Deputy Huckabee calling for Deputy Sisseton. Over.
Go for Deputy Sisseton. What's up, Roy? Over.
Well, I'm over by the whales responding to a wellness check on somebody, and I ain't sure you're gonna believe me, to be honest. Over.
Go ahead and try us, Roy. Over.
Well, Agent Weaver, there's a body, but it ain't a missing person body. Sure as shit, this guy's been dead and buried, but here he is. And weirdest of all, it's, got nothing inside. Over.
Roy, very carefully look inside that body and tell me if you see anything that looks like mold. Over.
Yep, looks like when Sheriff Taylor forgets about his takeout in the office fridge in there. Over.
Right. Roy, listen carefully. You need to get everyone back from the body immediately. Over.
You know what this is? Over.
Yes and no, Roy. We actually have a body over by the mall that is more or less as described. But we haven't figured out what the fungus inside is, and it's probably safer if we don't inhale it. Over.
10-4, Agent. I'll get somebody over here to check it. You gonna head this way? Over.
Let's wrap this up here and we'll make our way over that way. Over.
Roger that. Let me know if you need anything else. Over and out.
Well, at least we didn't have to wait long.
I'll get one of the guys to start taking photos here. I don't think the PPE will be here for a bit, but if you wanted to head over to the other location and get a look, I'll stay here and keep an eye on things.
Right, see if you can get photos of the inside and maybe radio Roy to do the same, just in case. We don't know if these things will fall apart on their own, and I don't want to risk getting nothing from either because we waited.
Fair point. Roy, this is Chet. Make sure you get photos of the body and scene as well. We don't know if it'll stay. Over.
10-4. Also, Hunter just radioed in. I sent him your way. Huckabee, over and out.
Deputy Washington calling for Deputy Sisseton and Agent Weaver. Do you copy? Over.
Hunter, this is Agent Weaver. We hear you. Over.
Afternoon, Agent. I just radioed Roy about a body out here, and he said y'all were on it. Over.
If he sent you to us, it means we probably have similar situations going on. Over.
Yeah, I'm out by the Federal Credit Union. One of the workers called in a suspicious person hanging around outside. They weren't necessarily wrong. There is something out here. But they're not really a person. It's like a shell of someone just sort of standing here. It smells terrible. I think there's something growing inside. Over.
Alright, well, it sounds like you and Roy both found exactly what we did. Roy, can you hear us on this channel? Over.
Sure can, Agent. Over.
Good. Here's what we need to do. Both of you get photos of the corpse and anything around it, both inside and out. You want proper PPE for the inside, as it seems all three are filled with some kind of fungi. Get the photos, and if you can, try and get samples of the fungi on the inside. I'll figure out how we dispose of these before they cause any issues, but then we should just meet at the mainland station. That sound all right? Over.
Sounds fine by me, Agent. I'll get them photos and those samples for you. Deputy Huckabee, over and out.
Same here, Agent. Thanks. Deputy Washington, over and out.
Well, we got what we needed, didn't we?
Did I overstep, Chet? Giving orders, I mean.
No, Agent, you're fine. We wouldn't let you give orders if we didn't want you to give them. You're not like them. I'll get those pictures, Agent. If you want to head to the mainland office, the others shouldn't take too long. We'll need to clear space in the spare room anyway.
I'll go ahead and do that. Thanks, Chet.
Don't worry about it, Agent. Worry about the case. We went from one dead body to three in the span of an hour. I don't want to guess how bad this might get in a few.
Fair point. I'll see you at the station.
Sorry that took so long. The coroner didn't quite get the memo about wearing proper protective gear until he arrived, so he had to double back, get gloves and a mask before he could move the bodies, which took much longer than anticipated. They were attached very firmly to the ground.
That's all right. We needed to wait for the lab samples to get tested anyway. Now they're all here, we can start trying to figure out what this might be. We now have three bodies, all of which are folks we know are dead, correct? Roy, did you pull the records I asked for?
I did, Agent. Got death certificates for all three folks. Jay Cook, Ted Berkeley, and Bill Waters. All three been dead for at least a week.
So, I have to ask, is this a zombies thing? Dead people getting up and walking? That sounds like zombies.
It does, but luckily it's not. I drove by the cemetery on the way back over. I wanted to know if the graves had been disturbed, either due to robbing or something else, and nothing seemed to be amiss over there. I'm not going to ask for an exhumation until we really think we need one. Until we do, I'm going to assume that an undisturbed grave means the bodies are still there. Besides, you don't want it to be zombies.
What?
Do you remember when the other FBI here caused a lot of problems? It'd be like that, but worse. Much worse. Be glad it's not zombies.
Then, what is it?
That, I still don't know. What we do know is that whatever these things are, they're leaving behind a skin for some reason, and that skin is full of fungi. I've sent samples to the marine lab, but they're having trouble identifying what kind of fungi, so we need to keep assuming it's probably toxic to us in some capacity.
You think the fungus is why they're shedding?
Elaborate?
Well, if I get a splinter in my finger, I can either dig it out of my hand with tweezers, or I can just sort of unbury it by getting the old skin off, right? If they got mushrooms under the skin, what if they're taking it off to get the stuff out?
That's not implausible, actually. We'll keep that in mind. I think worrying about why is a little bit less important than finding out what these things are, but it's not a bad thought.
How do we know it's not just one creature?
Look, if you all are going to just drop information out there, you might as well elaborate when you do rather than making me ask.
There are plenty of myths around the world of creatures that can change shape by shedding their skin. You've got Irish Selkies for one, seals that shed their skin to become human, and native skinwalkers, which are men that can turn into animals at will. Neither is particularly accurate to what we know, but it begs the question, what if this is the same creature, and it's changing its face when it sheds?
So you're saying you think this might be one creature, which is turning into people by shedding the skin, rather than three people?
Yes. For one, I would think that if there were multiple shedding beings running around, that we would have noticed that before this point. For two, there's something you need to see.
Chet, why do you have a hand in a jar?
Sheriff Taylor had a case when he was first starting out that's somewhat similar to this one. I wasn't employed at the time, so most of what I have is a recording of the incident. We'd have to ask him for the details. We do have this tape player that works with the tape. So we can at least listen to that until he returns.
Speak of the devil. Howdy, Sheriff!
Why are y'all standing in the evidence storage room? And why is that handout? We put that away for a reason, Chet. Makes people uncomfortable.
Part of an ongoing investigation, Sheriff. Your timing's actually perfect. I was telling Agent Weaver about your previous case, and we were just about to listen to the audio, if you'd like to join us.
Yeah, sure, go for it. I ain't sure why the hand's important, but I'll catch up.
All right, then.
All units, we have a 1056 just off Clamshell Circle. Over.
10-4 station, Deputy Taylor respondent. Over. Station, this is Deputy Taylor. I have the 1056 in sight. Suspect does not seem to be dangerous. I'll advise if anything changes. Over.
10-4, Deputy Taylor. Over.
Excuse me, sir. Deputy Taylor, can you come this way, sir? I need to speak to you. Sir. Put your hands on your head, now. You stay right there. Hey, stop. Shit. Is that sweet Jesus? Station, this is Deputy Taylor. I don't think you're gonna believe this, but the suspect was stepping out of his own skin. I cuffed him to the car, but it looks like he shed his hand for fleeing into the swamp. Over.
10-4, Deputy Taylor. Remain where you are. Sheriff McMillan is headed your way with backup and biological containment. Over.
10-4, station. Deputy Taylor, over and out.
Sheriff, can you elaborate on what we just heard?
Not really. I don't remember much of it past what you just heard. Clamshell Circle is inside Buford Estates, the one that runs around the outside of it all. For being the bougie part of town, there's a decent amount of drunken disorderlies. I remember seeing the hand, though. I think he just slipped his out of the cuffs and left that behind. There's some stuff you don't want to remember, Agent, and I was doing well to forget this one.
Well, you're not going to be happy, because I think whatever it was, you almost caught his back. We found 3 shed skins just like the hand this morning.
Hell, I leave for a couple hours and shit really hit the fan, didn't it?
There's one major difference. For some reason, there's fungi within the shed skins. I imagine you didn't see any fungi on your suspect.
I think I'd recall that much if I did. You sure it's 3? That guy was the only incident I know happened, and we ain't had shit like that in damn near 20 years. 3 seems like a lot, especially in one day.
It is concerning. Now that you're here, we should think of our next step. Whatever's going on, we need to get ahead of it before it gets worse.
Best bet is probably to catch it, honestly. We know it's solid, so it's catchable at least. Once we get it, we can work on figuring out why the heck it's shedding and what the heck that fungi is. Better than letting it roam around town spreading God knows what.
That would be the best course of action, sure, if we knew where it was or where it was going. We only found the leftover skins, Sheriff. No one has seen the actual suspect at all, and considering it has possibly shifted through 3 faces already, it could be anyone.
I think it's hiding in Old Starport. We found the first corpse at the mall. Roy also found a corpse at Wales, and Hunter found one at the credit union. If this thing is shedding as it goes, it's possible that Hunter's skin was its second, and Roy was its third, which gives us a direction, right into Old Starport. There's plenty of old cellars and other hiding places that no one would think to look in, but we know it wants to move, so it likely won't stay for long.
How do we catch it, though? If handcuffs didn't work, what will? A net?
I think if we would explain the situation, the Yellowtail Fisheries would be happy to lend us a few of their shrimp nets. We can use those to cut off Old Starport from the rest of the town and go from there.
Right then. Chet, you and Hunter go talk to the Yellowtail people. Roy, go ahead and brief our folks on what's happening, as we'll probably need all hands on deck to catch this thing. I'm going to take the hand to the lab and see if we can get anything useful off it. Should have done that years ago, but you know all that about hindsight.
And I should...
Honestly, Agent, there really ain't anything for you to do. Might be a good time to take a breather. You've been working since you got here. We'll be all right for a bit.
Maybe you're right, Sheriff. Considering there's now completed case files I might have to dig through, I'll need a breather before I get started. Radio in if you need me, though, okay?
Will do, Agent. Go take that break.
The Starport Inn. Written and produced by J.D. Dennis and K.D. Lalonde. With music by Liam P. Vaughn. Find us at linktree.com/thestarportinn or email us at thestarportinn@gmail.com. This has been a Haunted Lantern production. Thanks for listening.